Random House Audio presents The World is Bigger Now, an American journalist release from captivity in North Korea, a remarkable story of faith, family, and forgiveness, by Yuna Lee with Lisa Dickey, read for you by Janet Song. Note to the listener: the names and identifying details of some individuals and locations in this book have been changed to protect their identities. Quoted dialogue in the book is based on the author's recollections. Chapter 1. Our Lives Before and a Story That Mattered. At around 5 a.m. on March 17, 2009, the sun had not yet risen over the Tumen River in northeast China. The morning was absolutely still. The only sound I could hear was the rustling of foliage under my feet as I made my way toward the riverbank. I had overslept that morning, so we were running late. We'd have to hurry to get the footage we needed before the sun rose. The Tumen River formed the border between North Korea and China, and it wasn't safe to film there in the daylight when we might be seen. I had come to the river with my current TV colleagues, Laura Ling and Mitch Koss, as well as a local guide. We'd parked a short distance away, and as we walked from the car to the river's edge, I was already shooting footage for our planned documentary about North Korean defectors. In my viewfinder, with the aid of night vision, I could see Laura and Mitch's feet as they walked across the dry, tangled brush. No one else was around when we arrived at the river. It was about 60 yards wide, pale blue with ice all the way across, with only brown branches of trees and brush on each side. The still winter air painfully chilled our ears as we looked out over the ice. This could have been...